Erevin Perik Vav Mishnah Ches 6:8. This Mishnah is coming to explain the relationship between the Chatzer and the Mavui, or at least some of that relationship. Now, you know that when I explain the Mishnayos, I do my very best to minimize machlokas, because I believe less is really more in understanding these Mishnayos. Unfortunately, this Mishnah gets quite complex with the different explanations, and I'm forced to get into the weeds a little bit with that, with you. So, we're going to take it in pieces. First, let's just, before we see the words of the Mishnah, let's just remind ourselves of the basic differences between the Chatzer and the Mavoi. The Chatzer is the courtyard into which multiple homes open, and in order to carry in the Chatzer, one needs to deal with the architectural issue, and that will be to set up lahalacha. You'll have to put up either a lechi at both ends, the little posts on both ends, the entrance to the Chatzer, or put up a pas, like a 4 tefach wide board. And that will allow you to carry from your private home into your shared living space, the Chatzer, and from the shared living space into one's private home, addressing the issue that psychologically the home feels very private, whereas since the courtyard is a shared living space, it feels more quasi-public. In addition, you'll need to set up the Erev for the Chatzer, the Erev Chatzeros, and that will be specifically bread, which is put into one of the homes, and then it's as if all the residents of the home live in that one place where the bread is, and then everyone can move about between the homes and carry in and out of their homes to the Chatzer and back in their homes by virtue of the establishment of both the architectural adjustments, the two lechis or the pas, and the Erev that combines everyone into one consortium. A mavui, which is the alleyway, which provides access for the different chatzeros to ultimately reach the Rishus HaRabim. So a mavui is distinct and differentiated from a chatzer in as much as, although it services multiple homes, it's specifically that there are, l'halacha, multiple chatzeros that open up into the mavui. So that means you have several courtyards, chatzeros, that go into the mavui. And now, if one is to be allowed to be carrying in the mavui, and we're talking about here about a mavui sasam, it's open on one side and closed on the other three sides. So on that fourth side that's open, that will open up to the Rishus HaRabim, you'll need to put either a lechi or a kora, either the post, the lechi, or the kora, the crossbeam on top. And that will allow you to carry inside that alleyway. Note that the requirements for a mavui, therefore, are more lenient than those of the chatzer. A chatzer, a simple lechi or kor would be insufficient. You need two lechis or this pas. So the chatzer is more strict. The Mishnah Berurah explains the reason why is because people do sort of more intimate personal things inside their chatzer, and therefore the requirements to make it feel like a private domain and truly private, distinguishing it from the more public area, is a higher level of requirement, two posts, two lechis instead of one, or the pas instead of the korah. Okay, in addition, if you're going to carry between the chatzer and the mavui, you'll need to have a shituf, the shitufim mavos, which combines all the chatzer residents into a single consortium. Again, taking food, not necessarily bread now, for the shituf mavos, you can do food, even wine, etc. And you'll take that food and you'll put it into one home, and that makes everyone, since it's food from everybody, now everyone kind of lives collectively in that place, sharing the mavui amongst themselves, and therefore they can carry from their homes and courtyards into the mavui and back again. Okay, that's just the backdrop here. Now, let me read the words of the Mishnah to you, so we see sort of the gist of where the Mishnah is going, and then I'll get into the machlokas here. So the Mishnah says, Chamesh chatzeros psuchos zulazu. If you have five different courtyards that open one to the other, upesuchos lamavui, and they also open into the mavui. So now, erevu b'chatzeros v'lo nishtatfu b'mavui. If they set up an erev amongst themselves, so the chatzeros set up the erev chatzeros as they should, but they didn't set up a shitufim avos. So then mutarn b'chatzeros, the people in the houses can carry into the chatzer and back into their homes again, v'asur b'mavi, but they can't transfer into the mavi proper because they didn't do the shitufim avos. Okay. Now, those are the words of the Mishnah. According to Rav, the Amora and the Gemara, so Rav says that the words Psucho Zulazu should be removed. Meaning, his picture is that you have five separate chatzeros that open each independently to the Mavui, but do not open one to the next. That's how Rav and the Gemara learns it. And the reason why he says it has to be the case is because if the different chatzeros would open also to one another, so then it would be possible to make a single Eruv chatzeros, which could combine all five of those chatzeros together into a single big Mu'urav area in which everyone could carry. And that being the case, says Rav, these five separate chatzeros, which open one to the next, which could be combined through an Eruv chatzeros, had the status of being like a single chatzer with respect to halacha of a mavui, which can only reach the status of being a mavui, which is more lenient in terms of what you need to mark it off with, in terms of both the architectural adjustments as well as the food required to combine it, for that matter. It can only be considered a mavui if it has multiple chatzeros opening into it. And if all these chatzeros connect one to the next and could be combined into a single chatzer, so they have a status as one chatzer, and therefore, if they open one to the other, all five of them, so then the alleyway into which those five also open can't reach the halachic status of a mavui, meaning it can't be adjusted with simply a lechi or korah, because it doesn't have multiple chatzeros opening into it. These five separate chatzeros count as one chatzer because they can open one into the next. That's what Rav says. The Bar Tanura, our hero, he learns like Rav. He learns that that's the correct adjustment for the Gemara, for the Mishnah, I should say. And therefore, the picture that the Bar Tanura draws, so to speak, is you have five separate chatzeros that do not open one to the next. Those words are removed from the Mishnah. They open simply into a mavui, and we'll go on from there. Okay? We'll have to revisit that, however, after I explain the Mishnah, because while the Rambam and the Rif are learning the same way that the Bar Tanura does, and indeed that's the Beis Yosef Paskins, the Rosh learns, like Rashi and other Balei Tosfos, that Rav in the Gemara is simply a Das Yachid, and really he's a single opinion, but the Halach is not like him, and therefore the Mishnah could be read and should be read as it's written here, meaning that they do open one to the other, and Rav's issue is not a concern, meaning they're not considered to be a single Chatzer just because they open one to the next. And now, of course, we'll have big Halacha L'maisa ramifications, and the Mishnah Brura Paskins that one could be lenient, like the Rosh, Rashi, etc. So L'Halach will have to revisit that in a moment. But for now, let's just learn like the Bar Tanura. And therefore, the Mishnah should read, Chamesh Chatzeros, if you have five Chatzeros, that the words in a removed Pesucho Zuluzu, they don't open one to the other. However, Pesuchos L'Mavu, they do each open to the alleyway. Erevu B'Chatzeros, if you made five separate Erevei Chatzeros, each Chatzer did its own Erev. V'lo Nishtatfu B'Mavi, but they didn't then combine into one Shetufi Mavos to allow them to carry into the Mavui. So then Mutarn B'Chatzeros, they'll be allowed to carry from their homes into their respective Chatzer, because there is an Erev Chatzeros set up. V'asurin B'Mavui, but they may not transfer then further into the Mavui, because they didn't set up a Shetufi Mavos. Vim Nishtatfu B'Mavui, on the flip side, if they, all five, set up a Shetufi Mavos, taking food from all of the residents of all the Chatzeros, and they united themselves as one big, happy Mavui family, then, and sorry, I should clarify, in addition to setting up the Erevei Chatzeros, so they've got both an Erev Chatzeros in place and Shetufi Mavos in place, so then, Mutarn Kan V'Kan, then there's no problem transferring from home to the Chatzer and back again, because by virtue of the Erev Chatzeros, and no problem transferring further from the Chatzer to their Mavui and back again, even to their homes, by virtue of the Shetufa Mavos. And that's straightforward enough, and that's going to be okay. Now, really, logic would dictate that if you simply set up a Shetufa Mavos without the Erev Chatzeros, what you're doing is you're saying everyone who lives in all of these chatzeros that open onto this mavoi are all in big happy family. We have food pooled together, which unite us, and we've connected the area and demarked it. So then, really, it would stand to reason that they should be able to carry already just by virtue of the shetufim mavos alone from their homes into the chatzeros, from the chatzeros into the mavoi and back again. Why should you need to have this double layer of both the Erev and the Shituf? Now, that's true in theory, but in practice the rabbis said no. The rabbis didn't allow this because they were concerned that the children who were resident in the particular chatzer, who never saw an Erev chatzer set up, would forget there was, or not know there was such a rule altogether. They would just, the rule, the halachas of Erev chatzeros would be forgotten by the residents as they grew up in those chatzeros. And therefore the rabbis required the Erev chatzeros in addition to the shetufim avos. However, says the Mishnah, Erev b'chatzeros, if they made Erev chatzeros as they should have in their five respective chatzeros, and v'nishtatvu b'mavoi, and they all set up their shetufim avos in the mavoi as they should have. However, v'shachach echad mibnei chatzer v'lo Erev, if one of the members of the chatzeros, one of those homes, didn't participate in the Erev chatzeros. Now normally what that would do is it'd make everyone, of course, be unable to carry in the chatzer. But since you also set up the shetufim avos, which unites everybody, and since everyone else in the Erev is setting up the Erev chatzeros, except for this one guy I forgot, so the shetufim avos combines everyone to a single consortium, and that is enough, and that's the concern that, oh, if we just relied on the shetufim avos without the Erev chatzeros, the children of this particular chatzer would forget about the whole principle of the Erev chatzeros. Nothing to fear here because everyone else in that chatzer taka set up the Erev chatzeros, just one guy forgot. And therefore we'll be lenient and allow everyone to rely on the shetufim avos to carry in that and all the chatzeros, and even from the chatzeros to the mavoi and back again. That's what the Mishnah says here. Mutar and kan v'kan, they can go, they're all allowed to carry within the chatzer and in and out of the chatzer, as well as in and out of the mavoi and through the mavoi. On the flip side, mibnei mavoi v'lo nishtatef, if the people set up eruvei chatzeros properly, but someone forgot to participate in the shetufim mavos, so now the mavoi isn't one single consortium, and therefore that one guy who didn't participate restricts everybody, and therefore mutarn b'chatzeros, everyone can carry in their respective chatzer, v'asurim b'mavi, but they may not transfer from their chatzeros into the mavi, or carry in the mavi to and from, because they failed to make a single consortium with shetufim avos, in which everyone from all the different chatzeros are participating. End the Mishnah by saying, Shahamavi lechatzeros, the relationship between a mavi and the chatzer, is the same as kechatzer lebabatim, is the same as the chatzer, the courtyard is to the batim, to the individual houses. Meaning, as the Bartonura puts it, you might have thought that there are different requirements in terms of everyone participating between the chatzer and the private home, the bias, because there, it's sort of like a bias is totally private, to whereas the chatzer is a shared living space. You might have thought there's a difference when it comes to the difference between a chatzer and a mavi, since both the chatzer and the mavi both are already shared living spaces. But no, says the Bar Tanura, the same rules apply in principle to each, meaning no one can carry inside the mavui until everybody sets up the shetufim mavos. So no one can carry inside the chatzer until everyone sets up the Erev chatzeros. Okay? Fine. Now again, recall that I explained the Mishnah here with five separate chatzeros that don't open one to the other, like the Bar Tanura, who learns like Rav, and Rambam, Rif, etc. Rashi, for those learning Daf Yomi, will learn that indeed Rav is a Das Yachid, and the Rama paskins like that, meaning that the Mishnah can stay as it is written, and the five chatzeros do open one to the next, and still the Mavi can be considered a Mavui, even though, and it's not considered as if there's one, only one chatzer opening into it. That being the case, our Mishnah here, when it says that this last line, when it's this last of the cases, when it says that Mibnei Mavoi v'lo nishtatef, one of the members of the Mavoi didn't participate. So what we have to be saying then, the case has to be where one of the chatzeros entirely neglected to participate in the shitufim mavos. Why am I saying that? Because if they have set up an Erev chatzeros without the Mavoi, which combined all five chatzeros already, there should be no reason at all to need a shetufim avos at all, because the Erevim themselves are combined by virtue of the Erev Chatzeros, because they're allowed to combine because they open one to the next. And therefore, it must be that we're concerned here that since one, there's a separate din of shetufim avos, and since an entire Chatzer neglects to participate in it, Tosafot explains, according to Rashi, etc., and the Rosh, it must be that since no one in the whole Chatzer participated in the shetufim avos, we're concerned that the halachas of shetufim avos will be forgotten, and therefore they're restricted and not allowed to carry into the Mavoi by virtue of the entire Chatzer neglecting. Whereas from within the Chatzeros themselves, they could carry still.